right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're really hitting a topic that's top of mind for, well, for everyone, right? Election integrity. Especially now, right, with the election getting closer and closer. It's getting real.
Yeah, it's crunch time. And we're not just talking hypotheticals here. We're going deep on the tactics being used, the players involved, and what's really at stake.
Exactly. And to guide us through this, we're digging into Elections Under Attack. This document, well, let's just say it pulls back the curtain on some pretty concerning efforts to, shall we say, influence how elections are run, particularly in key states.
It's true. And it's important to remember as we go through this that the document does represent a particular perspective.
Right. We always want to be mindful of different viewpoints, for sure.
Absolutely.
But for this deep dive, we're going to really unpack the claims made in this document, starting with Arizona. They've got this new voter registration thing requiring proof of citizenship. Might sound small, but it's a hurdle, especially for first-time voters.
And we're talking about a state where, remember 2020, Biden won by like a hair, 10,000 votes, if that.
Mm-hmm.
First-time voters, they can be a deciding factor. It's a tightrope.
No doubt. And what's crazy is this proof of citizenship thing didn't just come out of nowhere. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. 5-4 decision.
Yeah, close call. And you had Sotomayor, Kagan, Jackson, Barrett all dissenting.
Yeah.
It really shows how divided even the highest court is on voting rights.
Totally. And here's the kicker. The RNC, they were all about this proof of citizenship push. But at the same time, they're shouting, count every vote from the rooftops. Makes you wonder.
Well, Democrats are calling it exactly what they see it as, voter suppression. And frankly, there have been investigations, even some funded by, you know, Trump allies, and they haven't found any real evidence of widespread voter fraud in Arizona.
So it really begs the question, are these measures about security or is there something else going on here?
Mm.
I mean, what do you think? So Arizona's got our attention, but let's move over to Georgia for a sec. Another swing state, always a nail biter of an election. But what's happening there now, it's something else.
Oh, yeah. We're not just talking tight margins anymore. This is about like who controls the whole system, you know, the nuts and bolts of how votes are actually counted.
And they're not exactly being quiet about it.
No, not at all. In fact, Elections Under Attack goes into this. The Georgia Election Board, it's basically been, well, taken over.
Yeah, by some real big time Magie folks.
Right. And Trump himself called these guys pit bulls for victory. So there's that.
Wow.
It's actually got people worried, and not just Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, even Brad Raffensperger, right, Georgia's Secretary of State, a Republican, he is waving red flags all over the place.
He's not holding back. He sees these new rules this new board is putting in place, and he's basically saying, this is a disaster for fair elections.
Okay, so let's break it down. What are these new rules they're so concerned about?
Well, for one thing, the Democrats, they've gone and filed a lawsuit. They're saying these rules give the board, which, remember, is now basically Team AJ, way too much power. Like, they could actually delay the whole election results, you know, the certification.
Hold up. They could do that.
That's what the lawsuit is claiming. Imagine a super tight race. Things are already tense. And then, boom, delays. Challenges.
Recipe for chaos.
Exactly. And you know what happens then, right? Misinformation, people getting riled up. It's a mess.
So it's not even just about delaying. It's about creating doubt.
Totally. And get this. The lawsuit also claims these new rules, they could be used to challenge, like, the validity of votes. And you know where they're going to target, right? Areas with lots of minority voters.
So it's strategic.
Oh, yeah. And the timing of all this. Right before an election. Come on. It just seems, I don't know, fishy.
Totally agree.
It makes you wonder, are they really trying to protect elections? Or is it more about, like, sowing chaos if things don't go their way?
And here's the thing. This isn't just Georgia. We're seeing similar stuff. These Trump-backed officials taking over election boards. In other swing states, too.
It's like a pattern, you know? It's not just about getting your guy in. It's about controlling the whole darn thing. Right. Like, what happens if, let's say, hypothetically, one side loses, but they're the ones in charge of saying who won?
Yeah.
That's a bit...
Terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying is a good word for it. And what's scary is they're selling it as, like, election integrity when it could really do the opposite.
Total head scratcher. Because when you create doubt, delays, confusion, it's like, how can anyone trust the results, right?
And that's the real danger here, isn't it?
Yeah.
That loss of faith, once it's gone.
Hard to get it back.
Exactly.
So, okay, deep breath. What can we even do if this is all, you know, going down like this?
Well, for starters, we talk about it. Knowing what to look for, that's huge.
Right.
The more people understand these tactics, the harder it is to pull the wool over everyone's eyes.
And to be fair, it's not like it's a done deal, right? The Democrats, they're fighting this stuff in court. These lawsuits, they could actually decide how these elections happen.
Oh, absolutely. This is a battle, no doubt. And it shows, you know, more than ever, paying attention matters. Getting involved matters. Voting matters.
Couldn't agree more. As we get closer to this election, it's not just about, like, red team, blue team. It's bigger than that. It's like you said, it's about the whole dang system. So how do we make sure every vote counts, that the results are actually legit? That's what we all got to be thinking about, talking about, doing something about as we head towards November.
All right, everyone, that's it for our deep dive today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And as always, thanks for listening.